As a mistress of ceremony, a communication skills coach, and a one-woman show educational entertainer, I'm able to live and breathe what I love most, and that is inspiring others. As the mistress of ceremony MC, I'm able to demonstrate what it is to passionately bring the attention to the stage. My job is like a ringleader. Now, how I make that comfortable for myself and the audience is I get there early. Every chance I can, I always do, so that I can meet face to face the people that have come to attend in it, come in attendance. I'm able to engage with them, laugh with them, welcome them. And I feel more relaxed, and they feel more relaxed too, that, oh, this is going to be good. Somebody cares about my attendance. So then when I hit the stage, I kind of already know the audience. I incorporate some of the things I've learned from them in my show improvisationally. And what's the most excitement is to introduce each and every one of the presenters or entertainers so that I welcome them to the stage and give them the honor and respect they deserve. So I'm that link in between that keeps the energy in the room up. It's really quite fun. Very much, I love that role. And to do that role in my life and to pass on the things I've learned, well, why not be a tutor, a teacher? And that's becoming the communication skills coach. I'm able to either one-to-one work with students or in small groups and share with them the secrets of the trade. How is it that I can do it so passionately and with ease? I pass on my knowledge to others so that our world can be filled with people that can inspire others and be comfortable in their skin while they're doing it. And my favorite part is the one-woman show. How can I be an educational entertainer? How can I demonstrate through a scene, through a skit, what I'm trying to say when I'm teaching people one-to-one or in a small group? How can I really demonstrate what it is that they may need to see in a dramatization? And that's through my characters. I have 10 fabulous characters that demonstrate certain aspects of human behavior that we want to be doing and human behavior that we don't want to be doing. So my show is filled with funny one-liners and lots of nonverbal cues of telling the audience, this is probably how you don't want to act, or some of my characters, how you do want to present yourself. So I demonstrate it through my characters. And really, my characters are very much a part of me because they're really amplifications of my life experiences through visual format.